Like in school, they ask a question. They have in mind only one right way to reply. A whole room full of brains, but they'll only pick one being right. I'll tell you why, and you don't forget, she announces. You say ain't on the job, your boss gets nervous. Your boss gets insecure when you talk like that. Your boss thinks he's got stupid people working there. He gets afraid. Your boss gets nervous, insecure. He gets afraid. Next thing you know, you get passed over or maybe fired. Then who pays the rent? She lets this sink in. Then comes the next part. You think people in college say ain't? You say ain't. They'll send you right back home. Then what'll I do with you? She also lets this sink in.
Wow. LaVon's mother is really angry with her for saying ain't. And she has a good explanation why LaVon should speak correctly, so other people will take her seriously and treat her with respect. Again, what this all comes down to is that LaVon's mom wants LaVon to have a better life, and she knows that education is the way for that to happen. Let's keep reading where we left off. We're on page 145 at the third paragraph, which begins, "So, now."
So, now, you tell me your social studies, she says. I'm eating oatmeal, blowing on each bite first. There is completely no point in arguing with this woman on this subject. I haven't got it done yet, I say. She gets softer. She gets soothing. You gonna do it at break?